And to the Blender, episode 30.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop the thing.
You're listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
It really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere when you're together.
Welcome to episode 30. This is Chooch.
And this is Viv.
And we got some catching up to do.
Good Lord, I think we're at the end of January, and it's now the beginning of April in real life.
We realize we're going to have to compress some of this stuff.
Yeah, we're compressing.
We wanted to mention up front, though, that we're going to be at Balticon.
Balticon 43.
Hunt Valley Marriott.
In Hunt Valley, Maryland.
In Hunt Valley, Maryland. Labor Day weekend.
Oh my God. Again?
Which one is it?
It's in May.
Uh-huh.
So it's Memorial Day weekend. Again, we go through
but
this.
L comes before M, so Labor Day should be first.
Overthinking. May, Memorial Day.
I always get those mixed
up. I've been trying for years, people, to get them to get this straight. So, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to May 25th.
Yes.
We will be there attending people's panels and seeing all kinds of awesome.
And
in a most flattering fashion, we were actually asked to participate in a couple of things.
We are officially guests.
And I'm officially having panic attacks.
Yeah, we'll be speaking on some panels.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be hosting
the new media party.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a costume party.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a costume contest as well.
Yes.
And the theme is patio books.
Mm-hmm.
And web comics.
That's right.
Come as your favorite character or author.
Ooh.
Or I guess illustrator, creator for the web comic side.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently scheduled for Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. In the Chesapeake Room.
In the Chesapeake Room. We think it's going to be at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, the schedule's fluid. There could be a lot of things going on.
Yes.
But that's the current plan. Mm-hmm. We have T. Morris serving as DJ. He agreed to come in, set up.
And that, of course, is T. Morris of tmorris.com, a prolific podcaster and author. Moravi Remastered, which I'm actually listening to right now and enjoying. Mm-hmm. And also Billabo Battings. Podcasting for dummies. He's working on a Twitter book now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's actually going to be the DJ. He was the DJ last year when Heather Welliver and Mark Bailey threw the new media party, and it was an 80s theme. Mm-hmm. And he did such a fantastic job. The first thing we said was, I wonder if he could DJ because he threw down.
It was great.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so whether or not you can come to our party or come to our panels, you've got to come to Balticon.
Come to Balticon. It's so much fun. You get to meet amazing people and learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There's a dealer's room. There's art exhibits. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's really something for everybody because it's a literary convention. Yeah. So the primary focus is on writing and art. There's a lot of musical acts. Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi stuff.
Lots of sci-fi stuff. Mm-hmm.
The gaming.
Yes. Gaming room.
And of course,
there's an entire science track.
Yes.
We're talking space, talking
disease,
mutagens.
So really, guys, there is just amazing awesomeness in every corner of the hotel that weekend. So you may have trouble getting a room, but if you're in the area, you can at least stop by because it's just full of win.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. So we hope to see you there. If you're going to be there, let us know.
There's going to be a page on the actual site dedicated to Balticon. And so when the schedule really firms up, we'll list what panels we're going to be at, when and where and all that.
Yeah. So that will be really awesome. We hope to see you there. Let us know. We got to meet Fantastic Foe there last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time we went to Balticon.
Yep.
And we got to meet Pat. It was so cool. So hope to meet some more of you guys. And really hope you can make it, because it's definitely an experience that you won't forget. There's going to be so many amazing authors, and we really can't list, because that's a whole 30-minute episode right there.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So it's going to be amazing. We hope to see you guys there. So moving, I can hear Kaylee. She's squeaking.
Yeah, your new toys you bought her squeaked.
Oh, I didn't know they squeaked. Okay, so
wondered why they were on sale.
Let's go to the end of January. We went to celebrate Mark Bailey's amazing, wonderful birthday at the Hard Times Cafe in Fairfax. And actually, it was Chooch and LT and I, we went to celebrate, and there was a whole big group of us, and we overtook like this upper level balcony area with pool tables and
had two pool tables.
Oh, it was so fun. It was a big gathering, as Mark warrants. But we had such a good time that night. It was a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Lots of yummy food, desserts, pool, and so much laughter.
Mm-hmm.
My face hurt, as usually happens. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then right around that time is when I got my new job offer.
Oh, yeah.
I had gone for the interview, and that had gone really well. And I actually got the job in the building that doesn't allow cell phones.
Received your tentative offer.
I received my tentative offer, and I had to go through all that security background. I had to take a pee test. And at first in my life, I had to take a drug screening.
You didn't have to for your other government job?
No.
I did.
I never. Well, you're a boy. They expect boys to be misbehaving. They probably heard about you.
Oh.
No, it was my first. I mean, obviously, yeah. I've had them for physicals and doctor's appointments and stuff, but it was my first
Pearl
for a
visit,
job.
Right.
What? Pearl?
Just kidding.
Visiting you. But yeah, it was kind of like, I felt like a real like skank. I need a drug test, but it's for a job.
Did they watch you?
No. Well, no.
Sometimes it's ordered.
No, it was not. There was a little adjoining room, and the door was open, and I had to leave. I had to put my I forgot about that. I had to put my coat and my purse in this box, and she didn't watch, but the adjoining door was left open.
Gotcha.
And I had forgotten about that. Yeah, I had to pee with the door open. It was kind of difficult, and obviously I passed because I'm such a boring person. Other than caffeine, I'm clean. And so I got that tentative job offer. That all went through. I actually started that job the beginning of March. And the people there are really, really nice. It's a fantastic building to work in. Great facilities and stuff like that for staff. But the commute is killing me.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Twitter, you've heard me whine about this. It's as long a commute as Chooch has. Which I did not go for a job near where Chooch worked because I didn't want an hour and a half commute each way, but I've ended up with it anyways. So
yeah.
I don't know how long I can do this, getting up at 4:30 in the morning and getting home at 6:30 at night and then going to bed at 9 because I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just killing me. It's exhausting. So, but the money is really so much better than what I can get locally. And it's a benefit to us, and it's a benefit to all three of the boys. You know, it's giving us, you know, a little bit more latitude to do things and, you know, visit Jay more often and make sure that we've got things settled for M starting college. And so, you know, I'll make do, or I'll find a job that makes the same amount of money. So, you know, it's hard, but, you know, that's life. That's growing up. That's having a job. And I know that it's affecting you with my new job. You're having to pick up some slack.
There's a few more things to do, and the schedule upheaval. This was, I think, more of an upheaval than I was expecting, naively.
Yeah, I was trying to warn you, but you were not believing me.
1-2 punch with the new puppy and all that together.
Yeah,
makes for.
And that's the other thing that we were going to get to in a little bit is that our Valentine's gift to each other was a golden retriever puppy.
Yes.
And we met her February 7th. We brought her home February 22nd. Well, I don't know, whatever that weekend was. And we named her Kaylee after, of course, Kaylee from Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue, which is S-I-O-U-X, because we're both huge, you know, alt fans, for alternative music fans from the 80s. And so Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
And then Valentine. So it's Kaylee Sue Valentine.
Yay.
And everybody thinks it's like some little country girl. Hey, Kaylee Sue. But it, no, it's epic wind name. It's like two of the coolest women ever.
And she's the coolest dog ever.
Yeah, she's rambunctious. When we got her, she was 8 weeks old. Mm. She weighed right at 10 pounds. And actually, when I took her to the vet later in the week, she had gone up to 11 pounds. A week and a half ago, she was like 24.9 pounds.
Yeah.
So she's gained like 15 pounds since we picked her up. And 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's grown really fast. And we knew she would. We knew she'd be like 65 or 75 pounds. We wanted a dog that could be active with us, which is the lifestyle that we've chosen and are working on. So, Lord knows she's got us more active.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gets us up every day at 6:30, weekend or weekday. It doesn't matter. So, I'm getting up at 4:30, getting ready. As I'm leaving, she's waking up because the sun's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sticks with that schedule on the weekend, too. So we take turns on the weekend who gets to sleep in and who gets to get up early. But we got her 1 week before I started my new job. I wanted to have at least 1 week with her to get her used to being in the house and being indoors and our whole setup for her. And it's really hard right now because, you know, you've got like a 25, 26-pound dog and she's very active. And we've started obedience classes and that's helping, so... We just need to, you know, be able to manage her because she's getting so big so fast. She'll be between 65 and 70 pounds based on her parents' size.
Yeah. She just has so much energy. Yeah. She's, you know, pent up and ready to run. And it's really hard when it's rainy. Today it was rainy outside. Yeah. And
we have trouble with her on rainy days. Yeah. Because she doesn't want to be out there anyway. So it's just trying to burn off that energy indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our little puppy story. That's our little Valentine's gift to each other. But that's, you'll hear noise every once in a while of her, you know, thumping around. She's in the room above us.
Yes.
Because we're geniuses like that. Let's put her in there right before we record. So I hope it's not too distracting. Maybe you guys can't even hear her. I don't know.
Yeah. It's pretty loud when she eats the house.
Yeah. She is eating the house too. Baseboards, cabinets, she's a termite. We joke about all the time. She likes to eat wood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she's an absolute joy. We love her so much. We've laughed so much since we've gotten her.
Oh, yeah.
She's hard to handle sometimes, but most of the time, she's just fantastic. We'll have
to put a link into the Flickr feed.
Oh, yeah, guys. I started...
The Daily Kaylee.
Yeah, I'm a genius. About the time I started the job, I started this 365-day photo project of Kaylee because, you know, puppies grow so fast. I didn't think about the fact that it was going to take me like an extra half hour a day because, you know, I'm taking pictures and I'm, you know, picking out the best picture and making the color balanced and, you know, cropping and all that stuff and then posting it to the Flickr feed and also posting it to Picasa Web Album. And so I'm posting it in two different places for two different groups of people.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm get a new puppy, start a 365-day project and a new job. I'm a little overwhelmed.
I wonder why you're tired.
I know. But yeah, we'll post the link to the Flickr feed. She's just so cute. And I think I'm up to like day 46. Already, and she's like doubled in size.
Plus. Yes.
So hopefully you guys will think she's cute. We just adore her. We also, at the beginning of February, we had Heather Welver's baby shower that we went to that her brother and his wife threw, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I mean, her sister-in-law can throw down a party.
Oh,
I'm here to tell you she can throw down a party.
Yeah, she's a pastry chef.
Yeah, I believe so. I know she baked Heather's birthday cake.
That's right. She's professional cake decorator.
Right.
Moving into a pastry chef.
Yeah.
And the food. Oh.
It was amazing.
And not just the pastry. Everything was
everything.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they decorated the house so cute. They did something that I had never seen before, which was... You know how you have like streamers hung or you have wall banners or things like that for a party? Well, since it was a baby shower, they had taken like, I don't know, 7 or 8 baby outfits, infant outfits, and they hung them on this string.
Clothesline.
Like a clothesline across part of the kitchen across this wall. So the banner itself was all these adorable little outfits for the baby. It was so cute. That was like my, you know, the Wayne's World. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. It was amazing. But it was really fun.
Yeah. And we got there a little bit early.
Don't want to talk about that.
Just a little bit early.
I thought it started at 2. It started at 3. So we got there. We're standing around. I'm like, look, I know everybody's always late, but come on. This is ridiculous. You know, nobody else is here. And then it was finally like, are we early? Yeah, it's supposed to start at 3. What? I was like, maybe we were half an hour early or something. No, we were an hour early. That's terrible.
And they were, you know, running around trying to get things fixed. And we could, you know, anything we can do? Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
they finally put us to work.
Yeah, they finally put us to work when they realized that we were two idiots that couldn't figure out what time the party started. All the parties in our family started too. I think that was part of my problem is that parties start at 2. That's when they start, period.
Yeah,
so they put us to work.
They usually start when we get there, right?
No, we were horrible. We showed up early, and we'd never met them before either. That was the other awkward part. Well, we met them at Heather's birthday party, but I don't think we got to talk at all.
And I'd met her mom online.
Oh, that's right. That sounds really bad. You were online with Heather and with Dave Cantner, and you guys were doing music stuff.
Yeah.
And it was when Heather was at her mom's or when her mom was visiting?
Actually, her mom was at home, and we were over Skype when we were videoing videoing over Uvu, I think. And anyways, so her mom had called on her cell phone or something, and she said, oh, mom, hop online.
Oh,
and she said, hey, guys, let me, you know, hold on. You know, I got to talk to my mom real fast. And we're like, put her on. Does she have a camera? Oh, yeah, she's got a webcam. We'll add her.
I didn't realize all that.
So she went and she registered for an account real fast, and she jumped in. So she was at home.
I thought that she was visiting Heather or something. No. She was in the room with Heather. Oh, that's crazy.
Like, come on, bring her in. So she jumped into the chat. So we had a
four-way. Virginia, Maryland. Dave was in Florida at that point. Dave of Audiometrics, Stranger Things, all that kind of stuff. And then you had Heather's mom from Oklahoma. So you had four states.
I think she was in West Virginia. Or...
No, she lives in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure that's where Heather went to visit her. She went to Oklahoma to visit her over the summer.
Representing.
I know. I don't know.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But... And she was all excited. Oh, and, you know, Dave showing off their drums because she had a Celtic drum, and it was fun.
And she just thought it was so cute. When we were at the baby shower, she was just talking and talking and talking. Oh, well, how long have you been playing music? And she was so into the fact that you had met and that you were doing music with Heather and all that kind of stuff. And then Heather had to go and get knocked up. And then you guys haven't done music. And all of our life went crazy, too. So then Dave up and moved to Belfast. And so the music thing's been on hold. It was so cute meeting her family. And
yeah.
I think we all did our best to spoil them. Oh, and Chooch designed a logo for, you know, we've been calling Heather's baby-to-be Grail Pup. It's a little boy. And so Chooch designed this cute little, because, of course, Mark Bailey is known as Grail Wolf. Yeah. So they've been saying Grail Pup. So Chooch designed this cute logo of like a little wolf paw print. And we had a little onesie printed up at Zazzle with the Grail Pup logo. And it was so cute. Their reaction when they saw it, they were just blown away. And then you sent the logo to them so that they could use it for anything. She's actually got a Twitter account.
Right.
And she uses it as this logo. Yeah. It's so cute. So that was amazing. And, you know, yes, we still apologize to Heather's family for showing up in our early. It's so embarrassing. But it was so much fun. And LT was there, and he just always has so much fun when we do the family. Well, the family. Listen to that Freudian slip there. When we do the big gatherings with our friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially Mark and Heather. He just loves them. We've got certain pockets of friends that LT just really feels comfortable with. And it's makes me very happy that he likes our friends. I don't feel as bad when we drag him around.
Attention, everyone. I am Nina Kimberly the Merciless, daughter of the feared barbarian conqueror, Marcus the Merciless. My life story, as written by Christiana Ellis, is a comic fantasy novel coming to print on May 15th, 2009 from Dragon Moon Press. To celebrate, Christiana is producing a brand new version of the podcast audiobook. Well, I'm here to do my part as well, and in order to help promote both the podcast and the print release, I am hereby seizing control of the internet and all who use it. Now, I understand that some of you may find this a controversial action, but the truth of the matter is that I don't care. Bloggers, podcasters, I demand that you surrender all your listeners and readers to me. If you are willing to declare your allegiance and loyalty, then you may be allowed to remain in administrative control over your individual domains. Resistors, however, will be dealt with in a fashion that they may find physically unpleasant, psychologically disturbing, and in all likelihood, really embarrassing. To reiterate, play this promo, listen to the podcast at ninakimberly.com or christianaellis.com. Declare your loyalty to me and the mighty Ook Horde, and you may be spared. Defy me and be prepared to face the consequences. That's Nina Kimberly the Merciless by Christiana Ellis, and don't you forget it.
And then we had Valentine's Day. We just stayed in. We had dinner here. My brother came over with his family and just kind of hung out. And then right around there was when we finally got to see Coraline 3D, which I'm so glad we saw that in 3D.
Yeah.
I imagine we would have been just as blown away if it hadn't been in 3D and we didn't know the difference.
Yeah.
But it was like on a whole, it was,
I it was just, awesome. Oh. The technology's come such a long way.
It's sick.
Yeah. it gets kind of annoying because there's so many, everything seems to be 3D now. They're announcing 3D, but it really is because the technology caught up and it's not perfect, but it's fantastic. Comfortable now. It's, you don't go cross-eyed.
Oh, that's very true. I agree.
Yeah. And
it was digital 3D, wasn't it? Something like that.
Right. Digital projection in 3D.
Right.
And a couple of years ago, they did, like when Superman Returns came out, they did that in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But those, the process was just starting to get cheaper. It's still really expensive to do it. So they only do certain scenes. So apparently they've got a little logo that'll flash in the corner. Put on your glasses. And that would be annoying. I couldn't imagine sitting through that. And I've heard a lot of complaints about that.
Wow.
How annoying the experience was. But an entire movie like Coraline was great.
Right.
No glasses on and off or any of that garbage.
Yeah, it's kind of seamless kind of a thing.
And they didn't do the silly spray thing in your face, hokey 3D. You know,
they didn't
intentionally do stuff just for the sake of 3D.
I remember sitting there and just on the intro, the credits.
Until the end.
Well, I mean, that was cute though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah.
But you know, the whole beginning, the credits and all that stuff like that. I was blown away with just how they did that.
Yeah.
It was like fascinating to see how they did things that I hadn't seen before in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So that was well worth all the fuss and the hype. And yes, we're 2 months late with talking about Coraline, but you know, it was a little bit of a dark story, but it was really charming and not any darker than Beetlejuice or anything like that. Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
And then around that time was when our friend Jet, Mistress Jet from Twitter, had her birthday. And so I went out and had lunch, took her out to lunch on her birthday and got her really sick at Olive Garden and overstuffed her as much as I could. I think she said she was going to have 2 or 3 meals out of the leftovers from that one. Because she was like, oh, I love this dip. So I got the dip. And then she ordered a pasta dish. And she literally ate it's like some crab dip in a bread bowl. And she ate just that. So she had her entire pasta meal to take home. And I also order a slice of cheesecake to go. Because everybody needs, you know, a birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then that weekend, that was like in the middle of the week, that weekend LT went to my sister's house because that was his birthday present, was to go have a, you know, a junk food weekend with my sister and her husband. So he went out there and we got to go to Jet's birthday party, and her boyfriend have their birthdays around the same time. So we drove out to Richmond and we had so much fun.
Yes.
Now
combo party.
Right. It was actually the same day we got Kaylee.
Oh, that's right.
So we got up that morning. We drove to Maryland to pick up Kaylee, got home, got her settled in, got LT to my sister's house, drove to Richmond, and we were there probably like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
We got to hang out with Jet and her boyfriend, who's so awesome. And her family came down from Maryland. We got to see Kaz, her brother, Kazimaris, that we've played with in game in City of Heroes. And the Breakalls were there, and it was just really fun. And I really wish we could have stayed longer, but we had to get back for Kaylee.
Yeah.
Because it was her first night. And she had literally, she was in a litter of 13 puppies.
13 puppies, yeah.
So she went from being climbed all over by 12 other puppies to being, you know, solo. And we didn't want to leave her alone too long. And Em was at work, so he was coming home a couple of times to check on her, make sure she was okay. So she wasn't, you know, alone for like 4 or 5 hours. She was only alone for a couple of hours at a time.
Yeah.
And, I remember those first couple of nights with her?
Yeah, sleeping on the bathroom floor. Yeah.
We would go in and lay down with her to sleep until she fell asleep. We would lay down next to her because, you know, the body warmth and everything like that.
It was literally like having a newborn. We were up every couple hours.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. That was rough. But she got through that really easily, and she's housebroken within the first 2 or 3 weeks. She's only had one accident in the last month, and that was really our fault. And it was quite dramatic accident she had too. Kaylee was a fountain. Yeah, it's kind of gross. I'm not going to go into detail, but And then I think that Sunday night was also the Academy Awards, which I get really excited about. I actually was planning on doing an Oscar party this year. Really wanted to do it, but I'm the only one that cares.
I used to get more excited about it maybe 10 years ago.
Before I got to enjoy it.
But anymore, I think I kind of understand the Academy formula, and it's all politics, and they just never pick the things that I think deserve it. Not never, but they frequently go the other way, and it's, I don't know, I guess I'm too cynical now.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just a sucker. I'll even watch, not the whole like 3 hours, but I'll catch like the 30-minute pre-show with people showing up in their gorgeous gowns. And I do. I can't help it. There are some, I mean, most of it I don't care about.
Yeah.
But I do really, for some reason, I really enjoy that.
Mm.
It's like that shallow girly girl part of me that luckily doesn't rear its head too often, I hope. But yeah, I was disappointed. There was like no interest in an Oscar party. And it was so hectic because that was our first Kaylee weekend. So.
Yeah.
It would have been bad timing anyways.
True.
And then it was just like that next week was just crazy insane because, you know, I didn't have a job for like 4 years. And then I worked in that warehouse, you know, place.
Yeah.
And a lot of the clothes I got for there were, they were nice clothes, but they were more low key and
business casual.
Yeah, more along the lines of business casual. And most of the dressier stuff that I did buy ended up getting ruined because of the chemicals and stuff there. So I had to go shopping all over again. And because of where I'm working, I had a good hint that I was going to need, you know, more traditional work clothes, business suit, kind of boring drab. Good God, I look like everybody else outfits.
We're professionals.
Yeah. So I had to go clothes shopping. I was trying to organize everything, still trying to get Kaylee adapted and all of that. So it was a really rough week and still trying to make sure that everything got done, trying to make things ready in advance. Mm-hmm. I didn't make any progress on my photo scanning project.
Mm.
Oh, and I did something really stupid too.
Dun, dun, dun.
I had gone in and we had this wallpaper border. We have this wallpaper border in our bathroom, the master bathroom, when we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
We never understood why, but it was a choo-choo train border.
Yeah.
Not like a little kid's red, blue, green, yellow primary, but like, you know, like what a grown man would choose for his garage or something.
Right.
And it
the
was
rumpus
in the,
room.
And it was in the bathroom. The master bathroom with the big, huge tub and all that stuff. We never understood it.
Very strange.
And it was driving me crazy. And it was because of the associations it had for me, the choo-choo train stuff.
Mm.
It's driving me crazy. And so I went in there and I just ripped it down. And it looked terrible. And it's awful. And looked. Just a mess. It still does. I never did anything. But I'm still so happy to have those choo-choo trains gone.
Right.
They angered me. You guys, I would be sitting in bed and I would look over to Taka Chooch and I'd see the choo-choo trains. They angered me. I did
see,
not want them.
And that's one of the great things about being me. After we moved into the house, you pointed them out and it's like, wow, that's strange. And I never really saw them again.
Oh my God.
I never noticed them again. And then you ripped them down and I thought, oh, wow, that's kind of And I don't even notice
it
that anymore.
Devours so. My soul. So, yeah, now we have to, because, yeah, it's a mess. We need to go in and, like, patch and prime and paint and all that stuff. And it was like, we could have done it the weekend before I started my job. And we actually were halfway started on it, getting everything ready to do it. And I was like, deal with this. You know, there's just too much going on.
Yeah.
So her bathroom looks like hell, but it doesn't look like choo-choos. But that wasn't, that's just like, that's just one of the things about me that I'm so lucky that you tolerate. Because I'll get a wild hair and I'll just do something really stupid like that. And then we have to look at it forever.
That's the thing about being me, I don't see it anymore.
Well, we're going to be handling it soon because now it started driving me as crazy as the choo-choo train. At least before BlenderCon, because we're going to have people in our house again for that. And I don't know when that's going to be. If we end up going to DragonCon, we'll do it a different weekend. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to want to fix that soon. So, yeah. Sorry about that. We don't really have a whole lot going on. We're planning, you know, BalticCon. And we're planning M's graduation and M turns 18, and we'll talk about that more next time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot going on, but nothing really, you know, compelling on the whole blended family side right now, is there?
No, not really.
Things are pretty quiet. We just got report cards, and I'm not thrilled with either of the kids' report cards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what are you going to do? They're trying, and they're having as much trouble adjusting to my new schedule as I am.
Mm.
It's a real lifestyle change for us. And I really, in a lot of ways, wish that we hadn't had to do it, but we do.
Yeah.
In this economy, we needed the income. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So they're adjusting. We're adjusting. It's rough.
Kaylee's adjusting.
Kaylee's adjusting. Kaylee is adjusting all of us to her.
Yes. She's adjusting the house.
Uh-huh.
She's adjusting our bathroom even more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be glad when I actually...
Man, too bad those trains weren't a floorboard border, because she would have worked on it.
She would have taken care of that for us, yeah. Especially if they look like Nyla bones. Which I highly recommend. She loves the Nyla bones.
That'll do it for us this round.
Yeah. And we need to head back to Twitter and monitor the whole Heather having a baby soon thing, because... I am compulsively checking it. And it's funny because if she doesn't tweet very mm-hmm. often, I'm sending her a text message to her cell phone going, okay,
it's
how are you doing?
Quiet.
How you doing? You feeling okay? What's going on? Oh, Kaylee. Poor Kaylee wants to come out and play. Mommy and Daddy love you very much, but it's time for podcasting.
It's time for podcasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's been having some phone problems with Twitter, so she's been hasn't been as Twitter active.
Mm. Which sends me into the, she's having the baby right now. So, yeah, I need to go check in with her. So, In summary, we're tired. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.